I'm looking for the treason that I knew in 65. Beware the savage year of 1984.
Conceit, remember me.
Played out an all-night movie role. You said it wouldn't last, but I guess we
The drummer last week borrowed them. I should have them soaking in alcohol. Because they were like,
probably,
they were drenched.
That one. Yeah. I kind of saw that, and I'm like, you know what? Let it be what it is. You know.
Hey, it's a crash course for the Ravers Show. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm Brian Young.
I'm intern Ben.
Marie Michelle should be on her way. I have 61 ghosts setting up. So it's going to be a good show. And what would you like to hear? Anything? 855-915-9636 is the number. Let's just start with something we know, but this might be a little different because it says Bowie Mix. Give me Danger. Stooges. MFO.
Nothing in my dreams, just some ugly memories. Kiss me like the ocean breeze. Hey! Now if you will be my lover, I will shoot the red sand. But if you can be my master, I will do nothing left alive but a pair of glassy eyes. Raise my feelings one more time. We'll be right back.
else and everything. You're the only real one, a real way to have some fun. Uh-huh. But I don't know. Come on.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Whoa there, whoa there, hey there, whoa. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yeah, something else was supposed to be playing there, but it didn't. Just my luck. Yeah. 61 Ghosts setting up, so we're very psyched about that. Yeah, something like this was supposed to be playing in the background.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, you know.
D-A-V-E, will you open up the goddamn door?
He's not here!
Dave!
Right, man. Dave, now will you open up the door?
Anyway, where did my notes go? Right here. Ben, I guess a friend of yours passed away recently.
Yeah, huh? a good friend of mine, Sam Gates, passed away in a motorcycle crash.
That's
a little over a week ago.
That's horrible.
Yeah, so I was hoping we could dedicate this show to him.
Well, memory. We can dedicate the whole show to him, sure. We'll dedicate the whole show to Sam Gates. That's awesome. I mean, that's horrible he died. It's awesome we could do that.
Yeah, he was a good kid.
Sorry about that, man. Sam Gates. I don't know. I've been asking Ben, what music did he like? Are any of his friends listening?
855-915-9636.
Our thoughts go out to his family, friends and family. If you guys know what he liked to rock to, let me know. I'll play it.
And to his girlfriend, I hope you get better. She was in the crash.
Sorry, guys. Hope this cheers you up, though. Here's one of my favorite bands. I hope Sam liked them, too.
We'll be right back.
1.5 WMFON Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers show. We have 61 Ghosts setting up to play. And, yeah, if I said anything stupid earlier, it's because I got 20 things on my mind. But, you know, I'm feeling real bad for Sam Gates. Didn't know him, but my father died a couple years ago in a similar fashion. So I feel for the friends and family of Sam Gates. Sorry for your loss, but I don't know what he likes to listen to. So 855-915-9636. If I play it, I bet he'll listen. How about that? 61 Ghosts right here. They're gonna come up in a few. You can call for requests after that, or request a song for them to play if you know 61 Ghosts. 855-915-9636. That's coming right up. We'll play one more song before that, and we'll be right back with you. Here's some Lou Reed on MFO.
1, 2, 3.
I'm so free.
this next. Thank you.
This next song.
This next song, we're gonna make believe we're in
91. Well, Lou Reed's make believe in somewhere else right now. Another huge one that died in the past few years. Every time one of these guys go, I come in and do a huge tribute for them. I don't know if you guys heard that one, but Lou Reed there, I'm So Free. Big Ramones block before that. Commando, Durango, 95, 7 and 7 is. Blitzkrieg, Bop. I'm trying to learn that one on the guitar. I'm horrible at guitar, but I figured I'd start with a cool song. So I'm just like, I know it. I'm just really slow. We have Highway Ghost here. Are you guys all ready?
61 Ghosts.
I'm sorry. Did I call you guys that earlier too?
I don't think so.
I'm just a spaz.
That's okay.
61 Ghosts. I'm sorry. And today we have Simon Ritt hanging with you guys. Does Simon usually play with you guys?
Simon never.
Never,
what
ever?
What a straight line. Simon doesn't play with us, but we're honored to have him with us tonight.
And I'm right down the street.
He's right down the street.
Right on Boston Ave, Summerhill.
Are you really? You should be a regular, Simon.
Well, I listen regular.
Do you really?
You know.
On FM radio?
91.5. Oh,
thank
yeah.
you very much. I love to know that, you know. Yeah, give us a call anytime and stop in anytime. You know, you can hang out.
I won't be a stranger.
You shouldn't be.
Well, I am strange, but.
Simon, you're more known for Daughters and.
Well, Joe and I have quite a history going back with the Daughters. We played together. It was a straight-ahead hard rock band formed right here in Boston, on the North Shore, actually, in Lynn in the early 80s.
Right.
And that transmogrified over the years into Two Saints.
It what?
Transmogrified.
Holy
Look God. It up.
I just had that removed from my hip.
Google it.
So they transmogrified to Two Saints. And
And there's actually an Italian record label that just put out one of the Daughters' albums from like 1825.
Right.
A long time ago. Well. But no, I mean, it's pretty, Rave Up Records in Italy put out the Daughters' album a few years ago, which is really bizarre. Blast from the past.
We have Richie Parsons to thank for that from Band 19.
Was Richie in Daughters as well?
I think Richie put out a... No, Richie, you know, from Band 19.
Yeah, and, I know who he is.
And Richie put out an album first on this Rave Up label and
okay.
Recommended they track us down.
Gotcha.
So anytime Simon needs like 10 or 15 bucks, he says, Joe, can I just sit in and play some harmonica?
Oh, are you actually getting paid today? He's the only one paid
the
in the building.
Yeah. It's costing us money he's getting paid.
Right. No, I don't think that's true at all. I think Simon really wants to be here. 61 Ghosts, you ready to go?
Let's do something.
All right. Go for it.
Here's one from Howlin' Wolf. Simon's going to join in on Heart. Dixie's going to play little drums. It's called Commit a Crime. Baby, it was not my time. Poison in my coffee, instead of milk or cream. Poison in my coffee, baby, instead of milk or cream.
you by the evilest woman that I ever seen.
Take something, Simon. That I ever seen. You mix my drink with a can of Red Devil Lager. Mix my drink. A can of Red Devil Lager. Sit down watching, hoping, waiting that I might die. I got it. Poison in my coffee instead of milk or cream. A tear sign. Poison in my coffee, baby, instead of milk or cream. You bought the evilest woman. I say you about the evilest woman that I ever seen. Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Great stuff.
Thank you, Simon.
Great stuff, Joe. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself there, Joe? And 61 Ghosts. Where'd you get the name 61 Ghosts? Who are these 61 ghosts you talk about?
Dixie, who are they?
They're behind us.
you know, it's kind of a... Simon, what was your word? A transmogrification?
Transmogrification.
Exactly. Well, it's partially from Highway 61, the blues guys down in Mississippi.
Okay.
So
like Route 61.
Kind of like that. And it's the ghosts are the blues guys that died. And I had an album out a few years ago called Chasing 61 Ghosts.
Okay.
And our bass player, who lives in New Mexico, so we should just call the band 61 Ghosts. So it has to do with the blues guys going up, you know, 61 and 44 also.
Yeah, makes sense.
49 up to Chicago.
Do you even have like a route sign on your... I saw that somewhere, didn't I? Isn't that one of your logos? Like a kind of looks like the route? Maybe I'm dreaming that.
I think on the
website... Maybe I'm dreaming that.
No, I think on the website there's something like that. Which I would like to thank Dixie for the website.
Thank you very much.
Where can they find that website?
That would be www.61ghost.com. Can't get any easier than that.
No, you can't.
And you can see where we're playing. And
you can tell us where you're playing. Go right ahead.
We're playing.
Unless you want to get into that later.
Yeah, let's do that. Because we've got a couple little tours coming up, and that'd be fun.
Just don't forget anything.
No way.
What do you have next?
It's called No Looking Back. It's the second song on the CD called To the Edge. Is it me or is it him? I don't know the score. This game is wearing thin. You don't love me anymore. Baby, there's no looking back. No one's at your door. Yeah, yeah, standing back to back. You don't need me anymore. Take the veil from your face. Baby, get on off the floor. I've already been replaced. You don't love me anymore. No, no, there's no looking back. No one's at your door. Yeah, yeah, standing back to back. You don't love me anymore. Baby, anymore. Baby, anymore. Baby, anymore. With her finger on my lips, asking me to hush. But her hands and her hips, Joey, what's the rush? No, no, there's no looking back. No one's at your door. Yeah, yeah, standing back to back. You don't need me anymore. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
61 Ghosts here on 91.5 WMFO. What do you call that one, Joe?
That's called No Looking Back. And you know, before we go any further, I really appreciate the opportunity to play, Brian. Thank you very much.
My,
very cool.
My pleasure. You guys are great.
Well, thanks.
Better than expected, actually. So, yeah, I love it.
Thank you.
Feel free to play whatever you want. You got the stage till as long as you want. You can go over a half hour, like we originally said.
Simon, why don't you say something while I tune up?
Simon,
what are the darlings?
You also have, yeah, you got darlings as well as daughters, right?
Yeah, we're still noodling around with our country rock experience, the Darlings.
I know we have the new Depression album. That's what it's called, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we have that in the system.
Actually, I was telling Joe here that the first time Kelly and I did anything was on WMFO, on the old Mikey D's show. The first time we ever, before we had the Darlings, and Kelly and I were just playing as an acoustic wannabe country band.
That's awesome. What year was that?
I can't tell you the year, but it was the night of the perfect storm.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
I was working at Procter & Gamble back then. I was working for the man. Yeah, they wouldn't let us leave, and I lived in Minot, Scituate, Mass, and Minot. Like, that was like the worst hit place. I'm like, I think my house is being destroyed. No, you gotta stay. It's like, I walked out, my car was like half underwater.
It was the night before Halloween, what they call Devil's Night.
Right, right. Yeah. That's right. And yeah, when I finally did get out of the plant, they let me out at like midnight that night. I drove home. It was from Quincy. I worked at Procter & Gamble right on the Fall River Bridge. And like I said, they waited till like the water was hitting the tires of my car to let us go home. And then it's like, am I going home to anything? I got to the lights and mine it, and they had the National Guard there. They wouldn't even let me in. They need to see my ID. I'm like, and then they were still like, do we let them in, you know?
Yeah, it was nuts.
I was like, you know, they're afraid of people looting and stuff. I'm like, I'm sure my house is fine. It's far enough away from the water. And it was, okay. It was fine. And it was like another family staying with us.
But here at MFO, the show is still going on.
Yeah, I wasn't here then, but Mikey D was holding it.
Yeah, Mikey D was he's still very much missed. He was a great supporter of all kinds of local music.
They still carry on his show on the town with Mikey D. It's still on
every Wednesday.
Wednesdays,
sure.
9 to midnight. I started there when I started with MFO. I was one of the rotating DJs, and then like my ego was too big to sit. I needed my own.
Well, good for you. Now you got your own show.
No, that's not what happened. But yeah, it's a great show. Catch that 9 to 12 every Wednesday, and yeah, maybe we'll play some. Daughters and darlings later, huh?
The more the merrier.
Yeah. I see some daughters in here. You'll have to tell me if it's actually you or a different one. But
that's
I have some stuff in here. It could be something different, though. I don't know. We'll take a look at it. Well, with 61 ghosts right now live, what do you have for us next, Joe?
You know, let's do... Simon and I both had the privilege of playing with Johnny Thunders from the Heartbreakers.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? He's the unsung hero of this show. Simon must know that if he listens regularly.
The dolls up there.
Who do you think put that up there?
I'm sure you did.
Not only do I know that, but if I may take a second, I know that in the last year or so of his life, when it was a real struggle for Billy Rath, that you were a real good friend to him.
Billy was one of my best friends.
You were really supportive.
I really mean it.
I saw you guys together a lot in the end, and... it was great how you stood by him.
Thank you.
He was a bass player's bass player.
He was a great man. You know what I can say about Billy, and he really was one of my best friends. It wasn't just because he was the bassist of the Heartbreakers. We met. It was very strange. We stumbled into each other at the C-Note. Both just wanted a beer on a hot afternoon, and I stumbled into him. It was amazing. I didn't even know he lived in the area. And he happened to be living in my hometown of Scituate.
Wow.
And we became fast friends. He was one of my best friends. And when I say that, I mean it. When you were with Billy, Billy made anyone with him feel like a star. That's the way he made me feel.
That's cool.
And I think he made everyone else who got close to him feel that way, too. He was a very, very special person.
But to have that kind of meeting where you just...
It was weird. Yeah, almost. Is it a synchronicity thing? Because I was really getting into their music at the time. And
wow.
And then I bump into them. It's like, what the hell?
That's so cool.
We became fast friends. Yeah.
There's no coincidences.
Yeah, it was something strange. But let's get on to the now. We got 61 Ghosts.
Yeah,
what do you have for us next?
We're going to do So Alone, Johnny Thunders.
A Johnny Thunders song. All
That's
right.
What I'm, talking
I'm sure
about.
I'm sure Billy played this with him. Few times.
At least a few times.
Yeah. Right on.
And in honor of Johnny, I'll play it out of tune. Just
tell you what I want you to hear, and I won't break that girlish fear. I tried to get close, no, I could not get near. I said too much, baby, I can't smear. So red light, green light. You never, never, never stop. Always trying, gotta worry me out. Now I know what you're talking about. I just tell you what I want you to hear. Said too much, baby, I get smeared.
You may have played, I've been doing the show 10 years, you might have just done the best performance like I've ever enjoyed, like the one I've enjoyed most.
Thank you, I really appreciate that.
You just did so alone, that was like fantastic, thank you very much.
No, our pleasure.
If you're just tuning in, yeah, the song before that one, he did Johnny Thunders' So Alone, and it was amazing. Thank you,
Brian.
Thank you so much for doing that, That was awesome. Did you learn that just for this, or did you know it?
No,
you always knew it.
We've been playing that a while.
You should have lied to me.
What do you have next?
See, I think it's cooler that we used to play on stage with
them. No, it absolutely is. It absolutely
is. Honestly, I did it because Simon said you were a Heartbreakers fan.
Yeah, I didn't realize you. I think we have talked about it. I think I knew Simon played the Johnny, but I didn't know you did.
The Daughters used to, we asked our manager a
long
time
ago. Yeah, you guys opened for them, right?
Yeah, we used to open for them and then.
Well, I didn't realize you were one of the Daughters.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have, Jim Nestor, who used to manage the Daughters, now does some work with 61 Ghosts. He just booked us a tour in Florida. And Simon used to bug him mainly saying, oh, you know, we got to play with Johnny Thunders, got to open for him.
Mm.
And that transformicized.
Transmorgified.
Yeah, get it right.
So we would open and then Johnny would come up at the end of our set sometimes and do like Chatterbox or Louie or Gloria.
Yeah.
And you go like, this is freaking crazy.
Of course.
You know, I mean, Simon and I used to drive around in his Maverick listening to the New York Dolls 8-track.
Right, right.
And next thing you know, like, here's Johnny Thunders
hanging out with
ambling
you
on stage. So then our manager and his talked, and we started playing with him.
Yeah.
Bass and drums and
So you were the band for a little while?
Yeah.
Johnny. It was really fluid. You know, sometimes Joe would be the bass player. Johnny would just show up with a drummer. Sometimes I'd be the drummer. Sometimes it would be both Joe and I. This is playing with Johnny.
Yeah.
And of course, for a good couple
you
years,
you filled in whatever he didn't have.
It was very fluid. And at the same time, we were opening these shows as doing our regular set as the Daughters.
Yeah.
You guys did an album with him, right?
We didn't do a whole album with Johnny.
I'm sure.
But we stumbled. We're on a couple of golden recordings here and there. Plus some live bootlegs.
There's tons of bootlegs out there. You must be on some of those.
A couple things.
Internal Possession. There's a whole. It's actually the Daughters and.
That's what the album's called, though.
Yeah,
Internal Possession.
Yeah, I'll have to. What a surprise, huh?
I'll have to pick it up.
We'll give you one.
Yeah. Do you have it here?
Not with us, but I'll send it to you.
Absolutely.
I'm sure we can dig one up, right? Do you have one?
We have a friend in England named Pilly.
Oh, yeah. I have a couple of them.
Pilly? Maybe he can send me something else.
You know what he hates?
Whoa,
you know what he hates? Because nowadays everyone's listening all over the world with the miracle of the internet. Pilly hates when people use his real name, Alan Pillsworth.
Ah!
And I've just done it.
Pillsworth is pretty cool.
It is cool.
It sounds like a snobby speed freak or something.
He's not.
Pillsworth.
He's not, but the name sounds it for sure.
What do you have next?
This one's called If Tears Were Dirt, I Need a Shovel.
Get me
out of here. So what happens when you mistreat your woman too many times and she stands up to you? Not that I would know, but... If tears were dirt, I'd need a shovel, get me out of here. I ain't gonna live with this broken heart. I know your hurt hasn't been the best of years. We ain't gonna live a day apart. A day apart. Lessons learned sure can bring a flood of tears. I'm gonna sleep in this box of pine. I told you I didn't mean it, dear. I was just trying to make you mine. 2, 3, hey! When you see red, you surely went and made it clear.
I'm gonna sleep in the backyard long. The air is thick, mixing with my fear. A few more hours, I'll be long, long gone.